from KQED.
When it comes to attracting young jazz talent, New York City exerts an inexorable gravitational pull, attracting many of the nation's most ambitious and creatively driven musicians. So California jazz fans often watch the most promising players leave. Andrew Gilbert reviews a new CD by pianist Myra Melford, a rare case of a veteran New York player who's traveled the well-known route in reverse.
When Myra Melford decided to accept a position teaching improvisation at UC Berkeley a few years ago, it felt like an all-too-rare jazz victory for the Golden State. Here was a brilliant musician decamping from the Big Apple in mid-career and setting up shop in the Bay Area. Even better, rather than diminishing her national visibility, Melford's move to Berkeley has coincided with a burst of activity, confirming her status as one of jazz's most consistently creative figures. Her latest release, The Whole Tree Gone, features her sextet Be Bread, a group with a vivid orchestral palette. That's the opening track, Through the Same Gate, and Ben Goldberg on clarinet, ruminating on Melford's revolving melodic line. While she's known for her percussive attack and roiling keyboard technique, Melford is also a deeply soulful musician, with a passion for blues, funk, and classical Hindustani music. On past projects, like her plugged-in trio Crush and her quintet The Same River Twice with cellist Eric Friedlander, she's often written complex, episodic pieces with sharp metrical shifts. But The Whole Tree Gone, an all-acoustic session, finds her in a reflective state of mind. On her piece Night, you can feel the darkness gently descending. From the beginning of her career, Melford has drawn inspiration from some of jazz's deepest wells, including several musicians associated with Chicago's experimental-minded Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians. She's made particular use of alto saxophonist Henry Threadgill's organic compositional approach, building pieces by elaborating on a single idea and letting a form take shape as a result. But Melford's also absorbed his knack for creating beautifully contrasting textures, like Brandon Ross's acoustic guitar weaving between her piano and Ben Goldberg's rumbling contra alto clarinet on I See a Horizon. Inspired by the mystical poetry of Rumi, Melford's writing has taken on a luminescent lyricism. The band's name comes from a verse by Rumi loosely translated by Coleman Barks that concludes, "If you've not been fed, be bread." On The Whole Tree Gone, Melford offers delectable sustenance for the ears and the soul.
Andrew Gilbert is a San Francisco Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed The Whole Tree Gone by Myra Melford's Be Bread. The California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Racho. Seal Muller is the technical producer. We had additional engineering from Paul Ancour and Howard Gelman. Gabriel Cohn is our online editor. The producer is Victoria Malleone. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. Scott Schaefer returns next week. Thanks for listening. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, sponsor of calqualitycare.org, a new online guide to long-term care in California.